Today, I'd like to share on Tanai Hoya Devarenu. But before that, there's one Nakuda from yesterday that I did not explain because I didn't know how to explain. I'm still not sure I know how to explain, but the case of Meidah Hoya Devarenu. We had yesterday a Machlokes in a case where Adam says our signature. But Meidah Hayadavareinu, Meidah meaning that before we signed the shtar, the person who was loosed by the shtar told us he's being forced. Meidah Hayadavareinu. So are they believed? We had in the Gemara two opinions. We had the opinion of Rav Ashi, that Nemanim. That was easy. He said, why the witnesses believe to say Meidah Hayadavareinu? Because that's something they're allowed to do. Because they did nothing wrong. So there's nothing wrong with Meidah Hayadavareinu. What? Why they're allowed to? Because of the fact that it answers itself. If they believe, so then they can write it and come later and say they did. The Mechai is you don't have to see what happened. He tells you to write it, you're allowed to write it. Sirus Meidah is just a way of afterwards establishing that there was something, that something happened. Sure. But if the one who's Messiah gave them a shot, so who are they masking? Who are they masking? It could die to him to write. Right. The problem is Mabar Avashi. Mabar Avashi said, was it Mabar Avashi? The other Madhyama who said, Moidaya Devarenu, Nachman said, Moidaya Devarenu, Einemon. Why shouldn't they be believed to say Meidah Hayadavareinu? That's the... Same things in conflict with the Shtar. Okay, the words you're saying are the words that both Rashi and Tosfos said. They both use the lashon loy osi al peh umara loy l'shtar. The word can come and ruin the shtar. Loy osi al peh umara loy l'shtar. Rashi says it in a line, and Tosfos says it in a big paragraph. The Tosfos Amar Rav Nachman, middle of Tosfos, the Tirutz Re explains. In the middle of Tosfos Amar Rav Nachman. Let's explain why Meidah is not believed. The Tirutz Re, Hainutam, the Meidah. However, Meidim Shishtar Nichtav and Nimsar Kilchasa. They're agreeing the Shtar was written normally. Now, work can't come and destroy the Shtar of the Meidim. Not like our Mishnah, where they could say, Anusa Meidim Ketanim Meidim. Shein Meidim Shay Yishtar Kla. I was saying, they're saying, there was no Shtar, it was a Shtar of Ketanim. So what's this to say? The problem, why Meidah Devarenu, why they not believe? This is saying that words can't ruin a good shtar. When they say Tanama, you know it's not a good shtar. There's something wrong with the shtar. But here, they're saying it was a good shtar and it was Meidah. But that they not believe. The Hezmer is, well, why shouldn't they believe? I can't even be believed to say it was a Meidah. Other Adam would come and say, we know that that was a Meidah, of course it would work. So what does it mean, Loyasi Alpha? Explain. You said it. Loyasi Alpha, words can't ruin the star. Why can't the words, two Adam with words ruin the star?
Not in the shot.
I'll have to deal with tonight. You're right.
Why
should a Maidah? Why? What do you mean? It should say it in the Shtar of Maidah. The whole purpose of a Maidah is to write Shtar.
But what they're saying,
conflict with the Shtar. Who cares? So let's say they're saying that they conflict the Shtar. So they're Suedim. Suedim don't believe more than the Shtar. It would seem that this is a type of Kivin Shigash Ravina Faisal Mayim. That's what it would seem. I don't know why Tosis doesn't say those magic words, Kivin Shigash Ravina Faisal Mayim. But the concept of Vayosi Apel Male Mishtara seems to be a type of Kivin Shigash Ravina Faisal Mayim. That once they said the Shtar is a good Shtar, which as you were saying, means that there was no Maidah. The sanctification star implies there was no Maidah. And now, to say that there was, it sounds like he can shake his Shavedah Taizu around it. I'm at a loss to understand why Taizu doesn't just say those words. Why doesn't Taizu just say, he can shake his Shavedah Taizu around it? You signed the star, you said, I'm going to say this. And now, you want to say Maidah, that's in conflict with what you said before. You can't change your previous, I'm going to say. I think Tyson means Kivin Shehagin. And if Tyson means Kivin Shehagin, then I don't know why Tyson doesn't say it. Why does he use the Lashon Vayosi Al Peh Amar L'Shtar? You can't come with your words and ruin what you already said in the Shtar. But it seems it's a type of a Kivin Shehagin. Let me ask you, what happens? What if tomorrow you're in shul and someone comes over to you and he says, I need you to sign the Shtar? You should know I'm being forced. You threaten to kill me if I don't do it. What do you do? What do you do? I think he's just going to beat him up. He's not going to kill him. So what do? You sign the Shtar. Well, what's going to happen now? Quit the Mabra of Ashi. Good. No problem. You sign the Shtar, and later you'll say, my God, you're right on your belief. Quicker, Rav Nachman, what are you going to do? You're going to sign the Shtar, and later you won't be believed, say, my God. So what do you do? What? So you do it, you can't help them. Is there any way to help them? Huh? That would be one Eitzah. You get two other Eitzahs to know whether they're dog. Good Eitzah. There's another Eitzah that it says, I believe, in Baba Basra, that the Eidim, before they sign the Shtar, they should write a different Shtar. That's the Shtar Maidah. They should write a Shtar which says, this Shtar which we are about to write is the Shtar Maidah. You see? They take a different piece of paper. And they write on it a star which says that Reuben came before us and he told us to sign. And they write, what's called the Shtar Maidah. Shtar there, let it be known that this star we're about to sign is a fourth star. And then they sign the Shtar Maidah. Then they sign the Shtar. That works. Why does that work? According to the way we understand this Gemara, it's very good. Because that's Rav Nachman's problem. If I sign a star and I say later it's a star Maidah, what's the problem? Kivin Shehagin Shereinah Chayzel Magid. And once I sign this star, I can't come later and be Marolei the star. That's all because I'm coming later. I come before. I write a star Maidah before I sign the star. So there's no concern of Kivin Shehagin Shereinah Chayzel Magid. So then I could write the star Maidah first. I could first have a Haggadah say this in the Shtar Maidah, which will say that what I'm about to do is a Shtar Maidah. It's a false Shtar. There's no Ksar Kibashiga since that came first.
They're signing the false Shtars?
They're going to sign both.
You always say the ones
who
wrote that
Shtar later. Who David there? The Chayshish that's waiting. Every time you run in the Kukas, the Chayshish that David always wrong.
Yeah, in this case.
Kibishigis doesn't accept Shtarais and accept the date of the Shtar. We assume that's the way to go on the Shtar. Maybe. I don't know. Shtar is a shtar. Such a thing as a shtar may do. Dark upon him, you know, my dog, that we shouldn't don't explain. It's very simple why they don't explain. Because we pass it like Mad Rav Ashi, who says my dog is Neman. We shouldn't don't spend a lot of time on Rav Nachman. But in Rav Nachman, we place it, does spend time on it, but without even shaking it, it's hard to understand. Truth is that if you learn it to keep in Shehigit, it's a slight problem. Let's say we learn it to keep in Shehigit. What two or three? I had a Talmud in my dog. I had a bunch of standards to get into the class. I should lay myself out more of a star. I feel a bit evil. If the Taisus means keep in Shehigit, Taisus says even Amigo doesn't help you. Which not so passionate that Amigo doesn't take off Kina Shigit Shavena Chayzer Magen. And because on the days, I mentioned to you that according to Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon, that it could be that Amigo does take off Kina Shigit. Could take off the whole that way, I don't know. Right now, I don't have another pshat. I'm not asking you a very mumdish deep of Tokul Kasha. I'm just asking you a pshat, simple explanation. Why is it and my dog is saying never. Why is it that witness not believe to say the Shabbat is saying my dog? If you say Kina Shehigit, that's a mahal. I wish I would have a different mahal because Rashi and Taisus don't use the word Kina Shehigit. They use the word Vayasi Apeh Mahal Leh Mishtar. I don't know any other chance. Okay, let's get to Tanai. How you the brain? Why did I rob him right now? Tanai, how you the brain? Do you say my dog I'm on I know time of the coffee like the star? My dog I'm on in Apple Beats, I could have I know in coffee the star. Double tonight, no sah, we see he, very important. So it's three words, no sah, we see. Tonight is something else. Let's explain what that means. How do we pass you? I'm like, does the comment that you know, you know, see the Kaiba to die who the Kusu with you. Okay, I would like to explain the Gemara, but before that, you just have to know what it means, Zilu Kainu Tanai. Let's just talk about Tanai, and then we'll talk about Adonai. Let's say I sign a shtar with you on a Tanai. Okay, I sign a shtar, I'm selling you my house, on the condition that, sometimes the person sells the house, on the condition that he finds another house to move into. That's a Tanai. He sold the house on a condition. Who, now they come to bed. The person who bought the house says, all right, my house, move out. The person who sold the house says, no, I made it tonight. The time was not McLean. The other says, the time was McLean. The time was not McLean. Who has to prove it? Who's the mighty? A mighty mechavere all over Ryan. If you say I sold you something, I say I didn't. You have to prove I sold it to you. What happens if we both agree I sold it to you? But we made it tonight a condition. Whose job is it to prove that the condition was fulfilled? Let's say the case of a shtar mechira. The shtar says I sold you the house, and the tonight, whatever the tonight is, the tonight that I stand on my head. I say I stood on my head. It's nice, and the buyer says you stood on your head. It's bought, and the other one says no, I didn't. Then it's not bought. Who has to prove that the condition was fulfilled? Who's the mighty? Who's the mighty? The person. Who's the mighty now? The buyer is sitting in the house. The buyer. Tarka, it's not really so much being the Marikama. He's the one maybe who's there. He's the one who's there. So it should be on the job of the buyer then to prove that Tanai was there. Maybe we said Shtar is a Badai and Tanai is a Suffolk. So from the Suffolk, we should leave the Shtar standing. Right. What? So one of them says that I have one of them. Whichever one. Right. One did have that question. One says that I made it tonight, one says that one says that they both agree the Shtar was with us tonight. One says that tonight happened, one says that I did not. That's a disagreement. The normal way he said, you know, he said, you know. Who has to prove? Someone has to prove that tonight didn't happen, or someone has to prove that tonight did happen. Let me tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We'll have to try to understand this part. Shulchan Aruch, it says, this is a mechaber, it's in a Reish Mem Aleph Sif Yud, that it says the following. The case there is a Shtar Matana on the Tanai. It will be the same deal with Shtar. See, any Shtar. Shtar Matana, I give you a gift on the Tanai. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if I give you a gift on the Tanai that you do something, Shetah said Dover Pliny, then the one who says the Tanai happened has to prove that it was done. If I give you a gift, I'll sell you a house, Amanah Shetah said Dover Pliny, then the one who says it was done is the one that has to prove it. If I give you a gift, Al-Menasha Loi Tasa Dava Plaini. If the Tanai is, I give you the gift on the condition that you don't do a certain thing. I give you the gift on the condition you don't move out of hand. Right? Condition, whatever. If the condition is that you don't do it, then the one who claims that the Tanai was violated, and the person did do it, is the one that has to bring the proof. So that if the Tanai was that something should happen, then the one who says the Tanai was Makoyim has to prove it. If the Tanai was Amanah something doesn't happen, then the one who says that the Tanai was violated has to prove it. Hello? So that, let's say I give you a gift on the condition that you paint my house. I give you a gift on the condition that you you walk me somewhere. So that condition, you say you did it, I say you didn't do it. But then the receiver has to prove he did. If I give you a gift on the condition that you don't do something, I give you a gift on the condition that you. You don't talk by data. You don't talk by light. I give you a gift on that condition. Then you don't have to prove that you didn't talk by data. If I say you did, I have to prove that you did it. What's the score to that? What? The reason I need the Hasbro is because who's the mighty Mechaveil? If I say I give you a gift on a condition, Pastor, you're the mighty. And yet we say, if it's a condition you do something, then you have to prove it. If you don't do something, then I have to prove it. Why should it be that way? We find two hezeirim in this. One is the Sma, right there in the Yud. Sma says that we assume things stay the same until they prove, we prove that a change happens. Which we normally call a chazaka de meikara. Chazaka de meikara means we assume that things stay the way they were originally. If things are a certain way, we assume they stay that way. Which means that if I say I'll sell you something on it tonight, unless this proves, we assume nothing happened. So if the Tanai was that you do it, we assume you didn't do it. Until someone proves you do it. If the Tanai was unless you don't do it, then we assume that I was Makoyim, that you didn't do it. Well, don't completely did do it. The Chazaka, the Me'ikara, is what we assume. We assume that the Shinui did not happen. The person says the Shinui happened, he's the one on whom the burden of proof is. Because even if he does it every day, if nothing happens by itself, there's no proof he did it the next day. There's no chazak in Mekar. This is the pshat of the Sma. that's sort of a chazaka de meikara. And the only catch to this last chat, if you remember from the days on the days, he said you need chazaka plus baruch to be mighty money. Right? He said, as Aviel said, it was two pshatim, that you need baruch plus chazaka, or baruch plus legal, in order to be mighty. But chazaka de meikara itself is now mighty. We had the case where someone marries a woman and she says she's a tzula. I'm not called a tzula. Here I'm Eres Mishra Stani Nanasi. And he said a chazaka needs to be a bari also. Which is fine, because in this case we're talking that there's a bari. That's the case. But that, the catch in the sma is that this chat only makes sense in our case, which is a bari. Which is fine. But you can only tell, let's say, I'm giving you a gift. On the condition that you don't, whatever, you don't talk by lightning. Yes, I talk in a car that people don't talk by lightning. Yeah. And so, yeah. Well, let's say it's such a chazak in a car. Person didn't talk. So that means that you could be mighty moment for me based on the chazaka. I have to be able to prove that you did talk in order for me to be able to dissolve them to my father. So what we're saying now is that it only makes sense in the case where there's a bari. The case where the person says that I deserve to get the gift is a bari, and he's a bari that it was. Sais has a different shot. Sais has a shot that the reason that the Shulchan Aruch makes this distinction about who has to prove it is because it's a very practical reason. Because it's not possible to prove that something, you didn't do something. How do you prove you didn't do something? Let's say I tell you, I give you a matana, I'm not, you don't talk the whole davening, or you don't go, I tell you the condition, you don't go shop by my competitor. It's very difficult to prove that you didn't do something. If that handcuffs somebody with two items, they should be with you all the time. It's very hard to prove I didn't do something. So the Kesach learns that it lives it's an assumed part of the condition that the one who has to bring the burden of proof is the one who could. Which is the one that says that something did happen. He's the one that could prove it. And if he can't prove it, then he can't prove it. So it's just an assumption that that's what they meant. Because they're umden. They're umden that. That's what they meant. This is what they meant. Of course, according to the Tzitzis chart, this is what they meant. There's nothing to do with Bari and Shema and Hazalka. It's an assumption that that's what they meant. There was a maisa where someone had needed some influence in the government. He needed a permit for something. He needed somebody to speak on his behalf in the. So he told somebody that he's willing to give him a matana if he'll be mishtagel, to try to get him the permit. And the agreement was drawn up as a tanai. You know, you're not going to bribe people. So you can't pay them to do it. So I'll give a gift on the condition that, the case was, I'll give you a gift, or I'll give a shul a gift. I'm enough. You try to be mishtar late for the government to get me a permit. So the person went, and he tried, but he was not successful in getting the permit. So, let's say Reuven is the one who asked Shimon to get him the permit. So Reuven there, so Shimon says, okay, look, I tried. I was successful, but when I say you have to give this money because you said that if I'll do it, you'll give money. And Reuven said, how do I know you did it? Maybe you didn't try. Maybe you didn't try. He said, you're going to try. I don't know if you tried. I wasn't in the office. Shimon says, I tried. What's the deal? Does Reuven have to make this payment? Or is the burden of proof on Shimon to prove that he tried? This was the issue of the Ma'aseh Shehayim, one of the two Svarim. That's the part. How is Shimon going to prove that he kept his time? Kind of hard. This is that he tried. I don't know. Very difficult to prove that he tried. What should be the din? So Pashtus the Shulchan Aruch is the one who says he kept it tonight is the one who has to prove it, right? So Shimon would have to prove it. If it's somehow impossible to prove it, Shimon would lose. However, according to the Sma, the only way Shimon would lose is if Reuven is a bari. Because remember, the Sma's pshat was that the reason we go about the Chazaka to Meikara and he has to prove it tonight is because the other person is a bari. In this case, Reuven's not a bari. Reuven doesn't know he tried. According to the Sma, that our case is only if the person is tiny, is a bari. So then in this case, there's no bari. Reuven saying, Reuven doesn't know. And they say, maybe you didn't try. You didn't try. It's hard enough. In that case, Reuven would have to pay. This comes out to be enough gemina in how we understand the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. The words of the Shulchan Aruch say, the one who kept it tonight has to prove it. I mean, the words of the Shulchan Aruch say that Shimon has to prove it. What would come out according to the Sma, at least the way we understand the Sma, is that if he's not a bari, it's not so. If Reuven's not a bari, Shimon says he kept it tonight, so he has to pay. Which case it's Saki that he has to pay. So all this is a simulation analysis of Yud. That's where the Sma is and the Kedais. The case with the permit is brought there under the Ketuvah. So he's tight-lit in this Sma. Tight-lit in the Pashto Sessions of Argument. So this is the din of it tonight. Right, so now we can come to our Gemara, which is that the saying there was a Tanai. So what's happening? There was a Shtar. Two of this is common, they say it's a true star. But it was a Tanai. What's the timer? I think Rashi says, what does Rashi say? That the Tanai was not McQueen. Right, which Rashi says that. Rashi, Tanai had the brain. Tanai mafalai, she asked like after kak. Beloi ra'inu shakiyam loi at Tanai. See Rashi's words? Tanai the brain, Tanai mafalai, she asked like after kak. Beloi ra'inu shakiyam loi at Tanai. Beloi ra'inu loi kayamli, ain't a method. Beloi ra'inu is enough, right? They don't have to say we saw that he didn't keep it tonight. They said we didn't see that he kept it tonight. That's the case in the Gemara. So how do we paskin? We paskin. The Edom are a belief. Edom and Amonim to say that there was a Tanai. Why they believe? To say there's a Tanai. Right? Why they believe to say there's a Tanai? According to Mabar of Ashi, according to Mabar of Ashi, I can say my dog. The question is according to Rabbi Nachman, which the Bible was according to Rabbi Nachman. Yeah, why did they rub him Rabbi Nachman? So according to Rabbi Nachman, who says they do not believe, right? Tonight they all believe. Why are they believed? I can't see because you're a Chazal Magid. There's no Sakhrisi. It's a separate thing. No Sakhrisi, so therefore, they're believed. So is this Gemara that says they believe talking that Savyad and Yaitin are Makamacher or ain't Savyad and Yaitin Makamacher? I get you confused. What? Ain't Savyad and Yaitin Makamacher? Which means that immediately. I'll be a Pragyad, which is Yaitim HaMakimachet. And it's like the Sefer of the Mishnah. Is it like the Sefer of the Mishnah? Maybe it's not Sefer Yisim. Maybe we should say that it's a Nosach Lisa, and what do you say? I don't want to confuse anybody, but
it's complicated. Just try to, you know, make it easy for you to think without too much effort. You know what I mean? Okay, I guess myself also. Okay, we have Sadiyad Yaitim HaMakimacher, and then we have a case of Ein Sadiyad Yaitim HaMakimacher. Okay, which one? In our Mishnah, we knew we had these two cases, right? Sadiyad Yaitim HaMakimacher, is there an eagle?
There's no legal, and Ein Sadiyad Yaitim HaMakimacher, there is a legal. This is our tribulation, this is the same. Okay, but here, Ein Sadiyad Yaitim HaMakimacher, that means there is a legal, and here there is no legal. Okay, I don't know if the legal matters, but that's what the Mishnah says. And in this case, they can take Sadam HaYidu, in this case, they can answer. So then, like, you know, I heard the Boreinu, they come along, and they say, what are they saying? That we signed the star, it was a Sinai, so we're moved. Okay, we're moved. But where they have, right, which of these two is more foolish, obviously? Right? There should be more belief. But here, that's for sure their money. That is not my question. Here, that's for sure belief. Because the Gemara says they believe, it's got to be in at least one case. And this is the more foolish that they get. So they believe. Question is here. Here we have a machlokes between the Ramban and Rav Haida. They're both put down in the Ran. Today we have a dispute in this case. Rav Haida says that they believe. And Ramban says that they don't. Okay? This is the machlokes that the Ran brings. Okay? When you have our case, if they say Tanaya is in the rain, the Gemara says that they believe. Here they're for sure that they believe. Because they have to do one of the two cases. Okay, here's the Makula they can do. The question is here, are they believed or not? So we have to try to understand the two studies. Why does it suck? They believe or not. Obviously, if you hold here they believe because of an ego, then here they're not believing, here they have no belief. If you hold here it's because of an ego, that would be the Ramban sheet. If here they believe because they have an ego. And according to the Rav Haida, they believe even without an ego. Why should they believe without an ego? Why should they believe? They have no legal. Why should they believe to say tonight? Huh? How can they change their ideas? They're not changing. No sacrifice. Right? So, it's really Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Right? Continue this line down here. High gun hole, star is one thing, is something else totally. So therefore, right, they could always say there was a Sinai. What's the problem? I find the sheikh is very easy. I find the shah, that's one story. The Sinai, that's a separate story. What does one story have to do with the other story? Two totally different things. Huh? That's Rav Haida's sheikh. Ramban, what does Ramban hold? What do you need a meagle for? Why do you not believe say Sinai? Huh? Why should that be believed to say tonight? I mean, Tuwaid is pretty good. Tuwaid on a star, and they say that we saw the star and it was a tonight. So why should they be believed? Why not? Huh? Because it's Yiddish or Yiddish. So then if I bring mine. Is that Pfizer or Magic? Let's try. The Ram says that the reason they're not going to be here is because you're being Pfizer or Magic. That's the reason. Here, you have to think about this. Are they being Pfizer or Magic? Are they being Pfizer or Magic then? What did they do? They said two things about it. First they said, it's a good shot. But they said it's a good shot. And then they said there was a tonight. So is that what Chazir Magi? What? Is that a Haggadah that is not tonight? Is it? That's the question. If somebody brings a shtar to bed, Shtar doesn't say anything about it tonight. And two of them signed it. Does Bezdin see in that shtar a Haggadah Seder that there's no tonight? Or do we say, no, this says one thing, and tonight we'll actually see. The Ramban holds, this is the way the Ram explains the Ramban. The Ram says the Ramban holds that if you have a stam shtar, if Ki'ilu, the shtar says there were no conditions, it was unconditional. You bring the shtar into Beis Din, the assumption is there was an unconditional contract. Unless it says a condition in the contract. It was unconditional. Memela, there's a problem if you want to come now to Beis Din and say that there was a Tanai, the Shehigit Shavayna Chayzer Magid. So that's how the Ramban learned. And Rav Haggai learned, no. Tanai Nosach Nisei. Has nothing to do with the other. The shtar is a shtar. Has nothing to do with there was a condition or not. The shtar says there was an agreement. If there were conditions, oral conditions, so that has nothing to do with the shtar. There's no such thing. You hear the lumpness of the machlaikis? The lumpness of the machlaikis is when someone brings you a shtar and shows it to you, do we assume that a stam shtar is unconditional or not? Ramban holds that a stam shtar is without condition, is an unconditional shtar, and therefore any shtar that comes before us, we assume there were no tonight. If they didn't want to say there was a tonight, that's given shikha shavina faizola. Rav Haggai says no. Rav Haggai says stam shtar is a shtar. It doesn't say, shtar doesn't say all the information in the world. The shtar says whatever it says is true. That there was a condition, that's a separate isaac. What? Great Rav Hai is no different than saying Peru. Saying that the shtar is a good shtar, there was something afterwards that happened. And so now it'd be similar to that. This appears to be the most important thing. Great Rav Hai, you don't need a legal reason. Because the Mishnah's case is not against the Tanakh. They didn't want to take a time where you knew the shtar was originally there. If they didn't need a legal, according to what they said. So what comes out is that the point of Ramban, you're a Chazir or Magid. The Stam Shtar is unconditional. And the Chazir of Haggadah, you're not a Chazir or Magid because it's no Sakhri. See, the Mashna Gemara of no Sakhri is very much Mashna like Rav Haggadah. The Ran agrees with Rav Haggadah, and he has the Kasha on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, correct the Ran. According to the Ramban, a stam shtar is without condition. It's unconditional. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Stam shtar is unconditional. If stam shtar is unconditional, so in the top case, you not believe that the Ramban is your Pfizer Omer. But the Ran, in this case, in the second case, when you come into bed and you say there was a Tanai, if you say, as the Ramban does, that stam shtar is an unconditional shtar, but the Ram, so you're making yourself a Rasha. You're saying you signed a shtar that doesn't mention a tonight. And you're coming and saying, but there was a tonight. Eino de Meisim Asrei Rasha. How could you say you signed the Stam Shtar when there really was a Tanai? This Shlomo points to Rav Haigai, Tanai's Mosach Risi. It's two separate issues. One issue is the Shtar, one issue is the different thing. Tanai is one thing, Shtar is nothing. But according to the Rabban's Chiddush, that a Stam Shtar is unconditional. It's very good you're not believed in the top case, but in the bottom case, why are you believing? In the bottom case also, you're making yourself a Rasha. How you believe? Pesha also to make yourself a Rasha. You can't use a Pesha also to make yourself a Rasha. If you use a Pesha also, maybe it's a Kaiser or Maggie, but to say that you did a nicer Rasha. According to the Ramban, it appears to be a rishis to sign a shtar that says there's no condition. If, as the Ramban claims, that the assumption will now be that it's unconditional and you can't come later and say there was a condition. It sure is. Because you're leaving out a condition and you're not retaining the power to tell them later that there was a condition. So you won't be able to, you won't be believed to say it. This is the Ran's kasha on the Ramban, and therefore he likes Rav Haigai's chant better. Stipler wants to answer the Ran's kasha on the Ramban by explaining the Ramban in what's really a dachistic way, but to try to explain the Ramban, a very dachistic Stipler. Makes a very fine show. He says that Stam Shtar is not an unconditional Shtar. Not true Stam Shtar is unconditional. Why? I'll prove it to you. Let's say there's a Shtar, and different Eidim would say there was a condition. Different Eidim would be believed. He wouldn't say trade a trade. Different Eidim are believed. Which we'll get to in the next Gemara. So he says that when a shtar has no condition, not that the Edom are saying there was no condition. It's just an umdina, an assumption in Bezdin, like an ansadi in Bezdin, that there was no condition. It's not that the Edom themselves are saying there was no condition. We just assume, if we get a shtar that doesn't mention a condition, we assume there's no condition. It's only an umdina. And the Melech, they come later. They say there was a Tanai, but we didn't write it. They're making themselves Rishayim. It's not Shat that the Shtar said the Eidus there was no condition. And they'd be making themselves Rishayim. They just wrote a Stam Shtar. And now they're saying there was a Tanai. The reason they believed in the second case is that they're not making themselves Rishayim. You're not a Rasha if you sign a Shtar and don't spell out the Tanai. It's true, Bezal will assume there's no Tanai. But it doesn't make a person a Rasha. That's the cycle thing. He doesn't marry. These are the two shittas from Shatna Gemara. So he's covered two things about Tanai. The first thing was the rule of Tanai, Tanai the site. The second thing is the Haigan and the Ramban, the Machlaika title on the Gemara. There's one remaining issue, and that is the Ran. Ran's kasha about it tonight. The Ran, I'll explain the kasha outside, the terrace is important to see inside. The Ran asks a general question. Not a question on the Shabbat of Tariq of the model. Ran asks about the kasha. Think about it. Shtar Amana, we said you're not allowed to write. Then I'll go, you're not allowed to write a Shtar Amana. You can't write a Shtar that says that somebody borrowed money when he didn't borrow the money yet. Right, so let's say you place to lend someone 2 o'clock money 2 o'clock this afternoon. You come to me at 1 o'clock. You say, do me a favor, sign the Shtar, because I'm going to lend someone money soon. It's a Shtar Amana. I'm a Russian. How can I give you a Shtar that he owes you money? You didn't lend it to me yet. That's a Shtar Amana. It's an Avla. The person is not supposed to find the Shtar. Fine. shtar tanai, you're allowed to sign. What's a shtar tanai? Shtar tanai means, the shtar says that plenty owes you money. But I didn't write in the shtar the fact that he only owes you the money if he does a certain thing. If you make it tanai, that you owe me the money only if. Why is that the same as the shtar amana? What's the difference? What's the difference? In both cases, I'll give you a shtar, which is only valid if something happens at 2 o'clock. In the first case of shtar amana, the Edom are giving the Malva a shtar. They're telling the Malva, here's a shtar, but make sure you're giving the money at 2 o'clock, because otherwise it's a false shtar. A shtar amana, that's enough. In the second case, so the lighting of Adigan Shtar, because the Shtar of the light.
The light itself can't say, I'll give you a Shtar, and later on.
Okay. The Malvit light shouldn't give it to the Malvit either, right? Okay, good. In the first case, I'm giving you a Shtar, which will only be a valid Shtar if you will lend money to the Leiva at 2 o'clock. The second case, you gave money to the Leiva, but it's only a valid Shtar if the malva does a certain taiva at 2 o'clock, then it's a valid shtar. If the leiva fails to do whatever, there's a condition that has to be fulfilled at 2 o'clock. If the condition is not fulfilled, it's not a shtar. What's the difference between the two cases? In both cases, the witnesses or the leiva is getting a shtar, which has no power unless something else happens. So why is it an avla to do a shtar amana? And it's not an avla to do a shtar tanai. Follow the kasha. So why is it an avla to do it? Why is that not an avla? The Leiva said, I don't care. The shtar amana, the Leiva is not asking. Instead of it's magical kuchis, then it's still an avla. What about a shtar tanai? It could also be magical kufa. Tanai. Explain. In both cases, I don't have to pay back unless something else happens. Okay, let's see if what you're saying is what the Ran is saying. Okay? Let's see, the Ran answers the question. The Ran appears to say to mix the cholent of two different terutzim into one teretz. It's a little hard to understand what he means. I mean, it's easy to understand what he means because his words are a good teretz two times over. The question is, which is the main point of the teretz? If you look into the Ran, it's where there's an aleph in parentheses. The Chushi Ash Hashem's aleph is right there. It says, Toma Ani. And the whole test here is to understand the language of the Ran. What it is that he means to say in his parents. Tomani, Lama Nemana Yosef Itnai may be Amana. Why is Tanai more Nemana to witnesses than a Shtar Amana? But Tanai Kufa Amana he. Every Shtar Tanai is really a Shtar Amana. Ma Bain. What is the difference between Hamina and the Sinus Light? Shtar Amana, we trust him that he'll give money later. A Yamina became a Tanai. Hay Vishnayam, like the Shtar did. Elam and Ashishka, and I say, Dal. Kashmir, Kabbalah, the Kashmir. But nearly the Ainu Taimu. Now he says the Tarot. Again, we're trying to explain why. Why Tanai is not an Aveira, it's not an Abla. Amana is an Abla, we understand that. Why is it Tanai an Abla? Why is it the Shtar, which doesn't say the Tanai in it, but we know early there was a Tanai, why is that not an Abla to write such a Shtar? Literally, highly tight. Mishum deva amana akati loy mishtabed loy v'lamalva. By a shtar amana, there is no shibud from the loyva to the malva. Nothing has happened. The loyva has no shibud into the malva. Klal. Sharei biyada yushalei yobim imenu. Maybe you won't borrow. Ain't kan shibud. Umishum ha'i also loy ladam shishenu b'sei feisei. That's why you can't hold on to a shtar amana. Shinsim mash a shtar she'in loy by shum tzvus. Aber tonight, who should be started like a mal? A mal. So far, so good? Is this a good terrace if we stopped right here? Finny, is this what you were saying? What you were saying? Bayashtar Amana, it's total fiction. Total baloney. There was no Shiva. Bayashtar Tanai, it's true that Leiva borrowed money from the Malva. It's a Shiva. There is an additional factor of Tanai. There's an additional factor of Tanai. That's not an Avla, because they're confirming that there's a Shiva. It's true. The Leiva borrowed money from the Malva. Just, it depends on something else. But at least what they're writing is not a fiction, it's a truth. So that would be a good test. We stopped here, we'd have a good test. Then he has another connection. Abba Amanas. She adabra Allah with Shul, playing with Yay Tabay. Okay, I got it. If it's on a condition, this means I'll give you a gift, on the condition you'll speak with Shul, it's like similar to the case I told you before. I'll give you a gift on the condition that you'll try to get me a permit. You go to the government and speak to them. Chokya God. Chashi budabab mehashta bakarchi deleiva. Why could you write a shtar tanai? Because the shibur is chalik even against the will of the deleiva. Share bi yadei shal malva l'kayim tanai. Because the malva is the one that's totally in his power to write the tanai. Ubevadid when mitzvah hashi shtar zeh b'sev b'esei. No, I'm very happy to keep the shtar in his house, given the shibur the mehashta chayil b'mikzah. What's the connection he's saying in the second half? He's saying that the malva has the power to make the shtar happen. Because you owe me money, or you're giving me a gift, or you're selling me a house, on the condition the malva do something. Since it's in the malva's power to make it happen, so he's allowed to hold on to the shtar. Shtar man is not his power. If the labor doesn't want to borrow, it won't happen. But a shtar tonight, the malva's kayach. Therefore, it's up to the Malva. This is the second teretz. And why a shtar tanai is not a problem? Because you're giving a shtar to the Malva, and the Malva has the kayak to make sure it's a good shtar. Daf Lo points out, and that big, very big nafkamina between the two hands. What happens if it's a shtar, and the tanai is the Laiva's job to do the tanai? What happens if the Malva lent money to the Laiva? And it's not the Malva's. The Malva's the one that's holding the shtar. And it's the Laiva who has to keep a condition. I lend money to a Laiva, I'm a nus. And if the Laiva does a certain thing, he doesn't have to pay me back. So it's the Laiva's condition. Then the second teretz of the round wouldn't apply. The second teretz is that you can give a shtar to the Malva. Because it's the Malva's choice of doing this or not. That's good when the Malva does it. Not good when the Laiva does it. Then it'll be an Avla. To give a shtar tonight to the Malva, if it's the latest tonight. The Shaykh, according to the first part of the Ran, first part of the Ran said that as long as there's a shibud, you can write a shtar. So here, the Laiva took money from the Malva, it was a shibud. There's a condition that you can do certain things later. But as long as there's a shibud, it's not an apple. So it seems, it's very confusing which part the Ran meant as an ikar. But did he mean both together? But depending on which half of the round you take as a nicker, it could be situations where a shtar tanai is not an avla. Or it could be situations where it is an avla. If it's up to the light, it could be situations where it isn't. So this is the third piece of tanai. There's still one small case in the money boy in the Gemara regarding tanai. Again, if you're going to put your effort into it, the first thing you're going to realize is that the next Ibaya regarding Tanai, of Eirecha B'Tanai, is connected to the Machlekes Rav Haigain and the Ramban. If you try to understand the Tzvar of the Ibaya, you'll understand right away that it's following that. And that, in Hashem, will be tomorrow's.